John, the unbeaten run's come to an end, but you gave that really good go in that second half. You must be proud of your side.
Yeah, I thought they responded really well at half-time. I thought we deserved a point from the game. Thought the second half showing to have a team like Blackburn, who are, for me, the best team in the division, on the back foot for the whole of the second half. It wasn't just a period of 10, 15 minutes. It was for the whole of the second. But we didn't get that equaliser. I thought they started the first half better than us. I thought Graham was the difference in the team, both teams. I thought at times he was unplayable in the first half, but he always makes things stick, and his experience is sometimes difficult to play. But I'm sure we'll learn from it. Some of our young defenders will learn from playing against him as well. That's Jack and Corey who have played against probably one of the best number nines in the league, and they should be playing much higher. But we responded well. We didn't get our heads drop, and we got that. It was a bit like deja vu away at their place. Only I thought the second half we knew that we didn't want to start the same way, and we had to take the game to them. We did that, and I thought we were really a good benchmark for us moving forward. And we've just said that it's about recovery now. But if you're going to take some positives from a defeat, then you take that in the second half. And if we can take that into the remaining games this season, starting with Tuesday at Peterborough, then we won't be too far off. And it's really nice seeing some of those. Passages of play and some of the energy from the players who even from now we can look forward to them playing many, many games at Walsall together.
Having fallen behind as early as sort of half an hour, 2-0 down, to not cave in and then to be applauded off by your home fans at the end, what did you say to them at the break? Because you must have given them a lot of confidence. They were buoyed in that second half. It was a really good showing.
Yeah, they knew. At half-time, the players are that good. They don't always need telling. They know the answers. We just needed to be a bit more on the front foot. We were a little bit tentative at maybe giving them a bit more too much respect. But they started the game well. We always talk about if we can start well. We did it against Doncaster last week. I thought the second half, we started really well and played in their half. And we were winning more second balls, which we spoke about. We didn't win enough first half. Not as many cheap fouls to stop the play. And I think if you do all those basics really well, then we get a chance to play. And I thought we earned the right to play our football. I thought some of our attacking play was excellent. I thought the lads who came off the bench, Maz especially, I thought Maz showed what Maz can be. Hopefully he'll grow in confidence from that as well. George Dobson gets man of the match, but I think there was a few who played well today, and I think we deserve something from the game.
Of course, Jack Fitzwater scoring his first goal in a Walsall shirt since joining on loan from West Bromwich Albion. For him, as a defender coming up against Danny Graham and Adam Armstrong as well, and for your whole side, it's a young team. How much confidence will that give them, having come up against the league leaders and done so well in the second period?
Hopefully we'll get a lot. And I know sometimes it's about points, but sometimes it is about the performance as well. And for the crowd, and I thought the fans were really outstanding today. I thought both sets of supporters made it a great atmosphere. And if we can be involved in games like that, and me as a manager, the players and the fans, then that's what you pay your money for. I thought it was a really good game of football, really high energy, good tempo, lots of end-to-end play. We dominated second half. I thought they dominated the first half. So, as I say, we're disappointed, but we're going to take a lot of positives from the performance second half.
They're the sort of games that you like, and you've got quite a few in the coming weeks. Blackburn obviously top of the league, Peterborough still in with an outside shout of the playoffs. You go to London Road on Tuesday. Are these the sort of games you like? There's something to play for still?
Of course there's something to play for. We're playing for pride because we want to try and win every game. We'll be recovering now. We'll do our homework on Peterborough, but a lot of it will be like the energy and the shape. We broke from a real good shape today. I thought we never looked open. Even when we were attacking, we still kept a really good defensive shape organised behind it. So we'll take that to Tuesday, not go there to park a bus, because that's not us as a team. We'll go there to create problems for them, and then we can see if we can just get a bit more of a gap between ourselves and the bottom four.
Because that's the aim, isn't it, to try and get as far as you can away from the bottom four. It's four draws in a row at London Road. It's about getting this away record in terms of wins, maybe getting that momentum back and getting some wins. It's not been so many since, I think, Boxing Day 2016, just the three. So it's about getting some more away victories, perhaps.
Away victories, but we'll still, if you can draw your away games and win your homes, then that puts you in a good position. So can't guarantee victories. We were closer to Blackpool. But it, for me, it's about performance levels. We have to make sure that we stay in games and we make it difficult for Peter, because they're a threat. They've got a threat. They play with the three up top, and they've got pace in the team and a lot of goals as well. So we'll do our homework on them. We'll be ready for them. But if we can take that belief from the second half and that energy, then I think we'll be a match for any team.
And that's it, and getting that momentum back going again after that good unbeaten run. Bit of a blip against Blackburn, but that second half showing it can get you that momentum back again.
Yeah, we need to start another run. The players have just said that now. It's about what we do next. It's about how we recover, how we got ourselves ready for Tuesday night, which you'll need that kind of effort again if you want to come away from there with anything. So you're right, it's making sure that we're ready now to take that momentum into another run.